Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Alex here, and boy, do I have a wake-up call for you today. Ever feel like you're sleepwalking through life? Well, you're not alone. In our fast-paced world, sleep often takes a back seat. But here's the kicker. It shouldn't. Let's talk about why catching those Z's is crucial for your overall health. You know how you feel like a superhero after a good night's sleep? There's a reason for that. Sleep is like your body's personal mechanic, tuning up everything from your brain to your immune system. Speaking of immune systems, did you know that skimping on sleep is like leaving your body's defense shield down? It's true. Research shows that sleep deprivation can make you more susceptible to catching that office cold or worse. So next time you're tempted to pull an all-nighter, remember, your immune system is begging you to hit the hay. But wait, there's more. Your brain is basically throwing a party while you sleep. It's consolidating memories, solving problems, and sharpening your focus for the next day. Ever notice how after a poor night's sleep you feel like you're thinking through fog? That's your brain telling you it missed out on its nightly workout. And let's not forget about our emotions. Sleep is like a reset button for your mood. When we're sleep deprived, we're more likely to snap at our partner for leaving dishes in the sink or burst into tears over a coffee spill. Good sleep equals better emotional resilience. It's like nature's stress buster. Now I know what you're thinking. Alex, this sounds great, but how do I actually get better sleep? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Here are some quick tips. 1. Stick to a sleep schedule, even on weekends. 2. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. 3. Keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. 4. Limit screen time before bed. 5. Avoid caffeine and heavy meals late in the day. Remember, folks, prioritizing sleep isn't being lazy, it's being smart about your health. It's time we stop wearing our sleep deprivation like a badge of honor and start treating good sleep as the superpower it truly is. So are you ready to revolutionize your sleep and supercharge your health? I bet you are. Trust me, your future well-rested self will thank you. And hey, if you're loving this sleep talk, don't forget to check out more health wisdom on our website, nutritionally.com. Sweet dreams and stay healthy. All right, let's dive deeper into why sleep is your immune system's best friend. You know how we touched on sleep being like your body's defense shield earlier? Well, it's time to unpack that a bit more. Think of your immune system as your body's personal army. During sleep, this army isn't just resting, it's actively training, recruiting, and strategizing. It's like a military boot camp happening right under your cozy blanket. Here's a fun fact that might blow your mind. Your immune system actually follows a circadian rhythm, just like you do. That means it has its own internal clock. And guess what? It syncs up with your sleep schedule. Talk about teamwork. When you're catching those Z's, your body is busy producing and releasing cytokines. Now, I know cytokines sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but they're actually proteins that help your body fight inflammation, infection, and even stress. It's like your body is creating its own superhero serum while you sleep. But here's the catch. When you skimp on sleep, you're essentially benching your star players. Studies have shown that even a small amount of sleep deprivation can decrease the production of these infection-fighting antibodies and cells. It's like sending your immune army into battle with half the troops and no game plan. And it's not just about fighting off the common cold, although that's certainly important. Proper sleep has been linked to better vaccine responses, lower inflammation levels, and even a reduced risk of developing certain chronic diseases. It's like sleep is the ultimate multivitamin, and it's free. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I can function on just a few hours of sleep. Sure, you might be able to drag yourself through the day on caffeine and willpower, but your immune system isn't fooled. It needs those solid hours of shut-eye to perform at its best. So the next time you're tempted to stay up late binge-watching your favorite show or scrolling through social media, remember this. Every hour of sleep is an investment in your health. It's like putting money in your immune system's piggy bank. And here's a little tip from me to you. Try to stick to a consistent sleep schedule, even on weekends. Your immune system loves routine almost as much as it loves sleep itself. It's like giving your internal army a reliable training schedule. They'll be ready and raring to go when you need them most. Remember, folks, a well-rested you is a well-protected you. So tonight, when you crawl into bed, give yourself a pat on the back. You're not just sleeping, you're actively boosting your health. Sweet dreams and stay healthy. Don't forget, for more tips on supercharging your immune system and overall health, head over to nutritionally.com. Your body will thank you. Now, let's shift gears and talk about how sleep affects that beautiful brain of yours. Remember when we mentioned that your brain throws a party while you sleep? Well, it's time to crash that party and see what's really going on up there. First off, let's address the elephant in the room, that foggy feeling you get after a bad night's sleep. Ever feel like your brain's running on dial-up when everyone else is on high-speed internet? That's sleep deprivation messing with your cognitive performance. Here's the scoop. While you're catching those Z's, your brain is busy tidying up. It's like a mental Marie Kondo, organizing memories, consolidating learning, and clearing out the mental clutter from your day. Without enough sleep, your brain doesn't get a chance to do this essential housekeeping. But it's not just about feeling sharper. Sleep is crucial for problem solving and creativity too. Have you ever gone to bed stumped by a problem, only to wake up with the solution? That's not magic, folks. It's your brain working the night shift. During sleep, especially during the REM stage, your brain makes new connections between ideas and memories. It's like it's playing a game of mental connect the dots. This is why sleeping on it is actually solid advice when you're faced with a tough decision or creative block. Now, let's talk about attention span. In our world of constant notifications and distractions, focusing can be tough enough. Throw sleep deprivation into the mix, and it's like trying to catch a greased pig while wearing roller skates. Nearly impossible. Studies have shown that lack of sleep can impact your attention span and reaction time, similarly to being intoxicated. So if you wouldn't drive after a few drinks, you might want to think twice about driving on too little sleep. But here's the good news. Improving your sleep can have almost immediate benefits for your cognitive performance. It's like upgrading your brain's operating system overnight. So how can you maximize these cognitive benefits? Well, consistency is key. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Your brain loves routine, and a consistent sleep schedule can help optimize those cognitive processes we talked about. Also, create a wind-down routine before bed. This could include reading a book, doing some light stretching, or practicing mindfulness. Think of it as letting your brain know it's time to switch from go mode to grow mode. Remember, every time you prioritize sleep, you're not just resting, you're actively enhancing your brain's potential. You're sharpening your mental tools, boosting your creativity, and setting yourself up for clearer, quicker thinking. So tonight, when you're tempted to stay up late, ask yourself, what would my future, sharper thinking self want me to do? I bet the answer involves getting some quality shut-eye. For more brain-boosting tips and tricks, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Here's to sleeping smarter and thinking sharper. All right, folks, let's get in touch with our feelings for a moment. We've talked about how sleep affects your body and your brain, but what about your emotions? Buckle up, because we're about to dive into the fascinating world of sleep and emotional resilience. You know that cranky feeling you get when you're running on empty? It's not just you being dramatic. There's some serious science behind it. Sleep and emotions are like two peas in a pod, closely intertwined and influencing each other in ways you might not expect. Think of sleep as your emotional reset button. While you're snoozing, your brain is processing and regulating emotions from the day. It's like your own personal therapist, working the night shift to help you wake up emotionally balanced and ready to take on the world. But here's where it gets really interesting. Lack of sleep doesn't just make you grumpy. It can actually amplify negative emotions and dampen positive ones. Ever notice how little things seem to set you off after a poor night's sleep? That's because sleep deprivation can increase activity in the amygdala, the part of your brain responsible for processing emotions, especially fear and anger. On the flip side, when you're well rested, you're more likely to experience positive emotions and better able to cope with stress. It's like sleep gives you an emotional suit of armor, helping you bounce back from life's curveballs more easily. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I'm too stressed to sleep. And I hear you. It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. Stress can make it hard to sleep, and lack of sleep can increase stress. Talk about a vicious cycle. But here's the good news. By prioritizing sleep, you can actually break this cycle. Good sleep hygiene can lead to better emotional regulation, which in turn can help reduce stress and anxiety, making it easier to sleep. It's like a positive feedback loop for your mental health. So how can you harness the power of sleep for better emotional resilience? First, try to stick to a consistent sleep schedule. Your emotions love routine just as much as your body does. Next, create a relaxing bedtime ritual. This could be anything from taking a warm bath to practicing some gentle yoga or meditation. The key is to signal to your brain that it's time to wind down and let go of the day's stresses. And here's a pro tip. If you find yourself lying in bed, tossing and turning with anxious thoughts, don't force it. Get up, do a calming activity like reading or listening to soft music, and only return to bed when you feel sleepy. Remember, your bed should be a stress-free zone. By prioritizing sleep, you're not just investing in your physical health, you're nurturing your emotional well-being too. You're setting yourself up to be more resilient, more positive, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. So tonight, when you crawl into bed, remember, you're not just resting, you're actively boosting your emotional strength. Sweet dreams, and here's to waking up on the right side of the bed every single day. For more tips on enhancing your emotional well-being through better sleep and lifestyle choices, don't forget to visit us at nutritionally.com. Sleep tight and stay emotionally bright. Now, let's talk about something that might be keeping some of you up at night, sleep disorders. These sneaky culprits can wreak havoc on your health, and you might not even know you're dealing with one. So, let's shed some light on these nighttime nuisances. First up, the big bad wolf of sleep disorders, insomnia. This isn't just the occasional night of tossing and turning. We're talking about persistent difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or both. It's like your brain forgot to flip the off switch, leaving you staring at the ceiling counting sheep. Or in my case, kale leaves. Chronic insomnia isn't just frustrating, it can lead to a whole host of health issues. We're talking increased risk of depression, anxiety, and even cardiovascular problems. It's like your body is running a marathon every day without proper rest and refueling. But insomnia isn't the only sleep saboteur out there. Let's talk about sleep apnea, the sneaky disorder that makes you stop breathing briefly during sleep. It's like your airway is playing a game of red light, green light, and your body has to wake up just enough to get things moving again. Sleep apnea is more than just heavy snoring, though that's often a symptom. It can lead to serious health issues like high blood pressure, heart problems, and type 2 diabetes. Plus, the constant micro-awakenings mean you're not getting the restorative sleep you need, leaving you feeling like a zombie during the day. Now, here's the kicker. Many people with sleep apnea don't even know they have it. So if you're constantly tired despite seemingly getting enough sleep, or if your partner complains about your earth-shaking snores, it might be worth chatting with a doctor. Let's not forget about our friend restless leg syndrome. Despite its quirky name, it's no laughing matter. This condition causes an irresistible urge to move your legs, often accompanied by uncomfortable sensations. It's like your legs are staging a rebellion just as you're trying to drift off to dreamland. While these aren't the only sleep disorders out there, they're some of the most common ones that can seriously impact your health and quality of life. The good news? Most sleep disorders are treatable once diagnosed. So, how do you know if you might be dealing with a sleep disorder? Well, if you consistently feel tired during the day, despite seemingly getting enough sleep, if you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, or if your partner complains about your snoring or odd sleep behaviors, it might be time to chat with a healthcare professional. Remember, seeking help for sleep issues isn't a sign of weakness. It's a smart step towards better health. You wouldn't ignore a persistent cough or headache, right? Well, persistent sleep problems deserve the same attention. In the meantime, practicing good sleep hygiene can help. Stick to a consistent sleep schedule, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and make sure your sleep environment is cool, quiet, and comfortable. It's like setting the stage for a great performance, in this case, a stellar night's sleep. Don't let sleep disorders keep you from living your best, most energized life. If you suspect you might be dealing with one, take action. Your future well-rested self will thank you. For more information on sleep disorders and how to improve your sleep quality, hop over to nutritionally.com. Sweet dreams, and here's to healthier, happier sleep. All right, sleep enthusiasts, it's time for the moment you've all been waiting for, your ticket to dreamland. Let's dive into some practical tips that'll have you snoozing like a pro in no time. First up, let's talk about your sleep schedule. I know, we've mentioned this before, but it's so important it bears repeating. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Your body's internal clock loves routine more than I love my morning smoothie. Now, let's set the stage for sleep success. Your bedroom should be your sleep sanctuary. Keep it cool, quiet, and dark. Invest in some blackout curtains if you need to. Trust me, your melatonin production will thank you. And while we're at it, let's talk about that mattress. If it's older than your favorite pair of jeans, it might be time for an upgrade. Here's a hot tip, or should I say a cool tip? Your body temperature naturally dips before sleep, so taking a warm bath or shower about an hour before bed can actually help kickstart this process. It's like giving your body a gentle nudge towards Sleepyville. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Or should I say, the blue light in the room. Those screens we're all so addicted to? They're sleep kryptonite. The blue light emitted by phones, tablets, and computers can suppress melatonin production. Try to unplug at least an hour before bed. Instead of scrolling, try reading a book or listening to some calming music. Speaking of calming, let's talk about relaxation techniques. Deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, or a bit of gentle yoga can work wonders. It's like a lullaby for your nervous system. And if racing thoughts are keeping you up, try jotting them down in a journal before bed. It's like emptying your brain's inbox for the night. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, what about my afternoon coffee? Well, my caffeine-loving friends, it might be time to set a cutoff. Try to avoid caffeine at least 6 hours before bedtime. The same goes for alcohol. While it might make you feel sleepy initially, it can disrupt your sleep later in the night. Let's not forget about exercise. Regular physical activity can improve sleep quality, but timing is key. Aim to finish your workout at least a few hours before bedtime to give your body time to wind down. Here's a tip that might surprise you. If you can't sleep, don't force it. If you've been lying awake for more than 20 minutes, get up and do something relaxing until you feel sleepy. Tossing and turning just associates your bed with frustration, and we don't want that. Lastly, consider creating a bedtime routine. This could include things like light stretching, reading, or meditation. It's like giving your brain a series of sleep cues, letting it know it's time to switch into rest mode. Remember, everyone's sleep needs are different, so it might take some experimenting to find what works best for you. Be patient with yourself and celebrate the small victories. Even small improvements in your sleep can lead to big changes in how you feel during the day. So there you have it, folks, your roadmap to better sleep. Why not try implementing one or two of these tips tonight and see how you feel? Your body and mind will thank you for it. For more detailed sleep tips and personalized advice, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. Sweet dreams, and here's to waking up refreshed and ready to tackle the day. We've covered a lot of ground today, sleep enthusiasts, but let's tie it all together and talk about why sleep is such a crucial player in proactive wellness. Think of sleep as the secret ingredient in your recipe for a healthier, happier you. When we talk about proactive wellness, we're talking about taking charge of your health before problems arise. It's like being the superhero of your own body. And guess what? Sleep is your superpower. Remember how we discussed sleep's impact on your immune system? Well, that's proactive wellness in action. By prioritizing sleep, you're essentially building up your body's defense system. It's like installing a top-notch security system for your health. And let's not forget about the brain benefits we talked about. By getting quality sleep, you're not just avoiding that foggy feeling, you're actively enhancing your cognitive abilities. It's like giving your brain a daily tune-up, keeping it sharp and ready for whatever mental challenges come your way. Now think back to our chat about emotional resilience. In a world where stress seems to be lurking around every corner, good sleep is your emotional armor. It's not just about avoiding crankiness. It's about building the emotional strength to tackle life's ups and downs with grace and positivity. But here's where it gets really exciting. Sleep plays a huge role in weight management and metabolism. While you're catching those Z's, your body is busy balancing hormones that control hunger and fullness. So by getting enough sleep, you're setting yourself up for better eating habits and a more efficient metabolism. It's like having a personal nutritionist working overtime while you snooze. And let's talk about physical performance. Whether you're an athlete or just someone who enjoys staying active, sleep is your secret training partner. It's during sleep that your body repairs and builds muscle, regulates hormones, and recharges your energy stores. So that good night's sleep, it's just as important as your workout. But perhaps the most powerful aspect of sleep in proactive wellness is its role in disease prevention. Consistent quality sleep has been linked to lower risks of heart disease, diabetes, and even certain cancers. It's like you're investing in a health savings account every time you hit the pillow. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, this all sounds great, but I'm just so busy. I hear you. But here's the thing. By prioritizing sleep, you're actually maximizing your waking hours. You'll be more productive, more creative, and more energized. It's not about sleeping your life away. It's about enhancing the quality of your awake time. So, let's shift our perspective. Instead of seeing sleep as something that gets in the way of life, let's view it as an essential part of living well. It's not just about avoiding the negative effects of sleep deprivation. It's about embracing the positive impact that good sleep can have on every aspect of your life. As we wrap up, I want to challenge each of you to make one small change to improve your sleep this week. Maybe it's setting a consistent bedtime, creating a relaxing pre-sleep routine, or making your bedroom more sleep-friendly. Whatever it is, take that step towards better sleep and better health. Remember, proactive wellness isn't about drastic changes. It's about consistent, positive choices. And prioritizing sleep, that's one of the best choices you can make for your overall health and well-being. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the land of sleep and wellness. Here's to sweet dreams and even sweeter health. And don't forget, for more tips on sleep, nutrition, and living your healthiest life, visit us at nutritionally.com. Sleep tight and stay healthy. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.